This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria
and Ian
and Michael.
And so there's been a lot happening in Hong Kong, none of which, as far as I'm aware, has actually been talked about here on Free Talk Live, which is interesting, but it's probably because there's so much background and so much baggage there. None of us are really experts in how all of this developed. Evidently.
Yeah, all I know is there's a bunch of people in the streets purportedly protesting for democracy.
Waving around American flags.
I heard about that. I presume this has something to do with the Chinese government taking over in the late 1990s and now maybe trying to crack down in some way.
Yeah, this has been 20 years coming.
But I don't know what sparked, what was it that got these people out into the streets initially? That I'm not familiar with.
It was. We covered it on Call to Freedom, what the catalyst of this was, and I'm totally drawing a blank on it now.
The Chinese were, through Hong Kong, the Chinese were pushing a law that would allow the Chinese to extradite to mainland China.
Oh, okay.
So Monday evidently marked 22 years since Britain handed control of Hong Kong to China. Mm. And that's what has caused a lot of this, because prior to that, Hong Kong was technically property of
British. It was a British overseas territory.
Yeah,
that's right.
And it operated, as you would imagine, a British colony would. It was a capitalist, what they call capitalist, city.
Yeah, a powerhouse,
on the
really.
Coast of China.
Yeah, it was one of the most economically free, and still is, one of the most economically free places on the planet. And the big fear in the late 90s when the takeover happened, when British gave up, what was it, like a 99-year lease or something like that?
It was 150 years. They went in 1847.
When that ended and the Chinese government took back over, there was a big question of, well, is the Chinese government going to impose their way on Hong Kong, or are they going to not touch the goose that's laying golden eggs?
Right.
And
China at that time was saying that, oh, no, we're not going to make any big changes. Everything's going to be business as usual. But at that time, 95, 96, 97, the UK government was letting pretty much any Hong Konger that wanted one have a British overseas passport so they could get out if things went south.
Interesting. Well, things apparently, from what I understand at least, they haven't done a whole lot to kill the goose that laid the golden egg, because Hong Kong is still the number one most economically free place, and that's by like more than one different metric. If you look at the Heritage Foundation study, and I think freetheworld.org, which may be Cato now, but either way, there's a few different groups that put these studies together, and Hong Kong's at the top.
Yeah, up until now, China has done very little to upset the cart in Hong Kong.
And when China banned cryptocurrency, they took all of it to Hong Kong, the people in China who were holding cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
So good on them for that. Unfortunately, things seem to be changing. That night, that would be Monday night, 22 years since Britain handed control of Hong Kong back to China, a smaller group of protesters ignored pleas from more moderate people and broke in to Hong Kong's legislature, where they spray painted the chambers to hide references to China. They also removed the Chinese flag and replaced it with one featuring a Hong Kong emblem.
Ooh.
Symbolically,
these guys are badass.
Now five or six sided flower on a red background.
Yeah, except this one was symbolically wilted to represent the eroding of freedom.
Wow. Now, when was this? Last week?
This was Monday.
Monday
night.
Today? Yeah, so that's,
Tuesday
it's Tuesday there.
I can answer the question. It was July the 3rd.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, so last month.
Yeah. So the protest.
That's amazing. I mean, can you imagine the gall of these protesters to break into the legislative building and then commence to vandalize the place and put up to their own flag. That's incredible.
Yeah, this is amazing. Keep going.
So Hong Kong police, well, that's the end of it. Hong Kong police used tear gas to clear them
was
out.
Was that the end of it or the beginning of it?
If you're protesting, keep going.
Yeah, that was the beginning.
That's what kicked off these protests?
It was the first act of protest, as I understand it.
Awesome.
Well, a minority of protesters participated in the break-in.
Sure.
Some others expressed a sense of inspiration at their willingness to risk arrest to get their message across.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, just hearing about this was inspiring for me.
One protester who spoke to the Post that would
makes
be the
makes me think
Washington
about the New
Post.
Hampshire State House and all the ugly old flags they've got out there.
It said that generation by generation, people are getting angrier and angrier. As young people, we don't see any hope, which is interesting. It would suggest that there's a lot more happening in Hong Kong that we aren't aware of.
Oh, of course there's a lot happening there we're not aware of.
Can't be that economically free if, as young people, they're looking around and they're not seeing any hope whatsoever, because it's economic freedom that provides them that hope in the first place.
Well, if they feel like their economic freedom could be cut off at any moment by some officious bureaucrat or politician in China, then that would make it hard to want to get into a business, right?
My understanding is that China actually has done a lot to restrict economic freedom in Hong Kong of the residents. Mm-hmm. What's happened in the last 20 years is they've done a whole lot to control real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So there's becoming less and less space for Hong Kong residents to actually live in. A room the size of this studio might house 6 people in Hong Kong.
Wow.
Like, this studio, this house would, this house might have 20, 25 people living in it.
Yeah, there's a very high concentration of people there because it's not a large landmass.
And
so China's
there are
response
restrictions
to this,
on building.
Yeah, so China's response to this was relatively calm. I mean, they simply released a strongly worded statement saying some extreme elements used excessive violence to storm the legislature building and carried out a series of large-scale assaults.
Assault on their flag? Because it didn't say anything about anybody getting hurt. It just talked about, you know, spray paint.
If anyone got hurt, it was a result, probably, of fleeing the tear gas that the police fired at them.
Mm-hmm.
This is shocking, heartbreaking, and angering, Beijing said. They're violent.
Beijing speaks. That's amazing. How is it that Beijing can say anything?
That's the way these states work, right? They just declare themselves to be symbols of an entire group of people that doesn't even really exist.
When they say Beijing said, they mean
the government.
Chinese government through their Chinese news agency, which is run by the Chinese government. What is it, Xinhua, X-I-N-U-A-H or something like that?
Xinhua.
Yeah, I actually saw that they have an English channel now that is up on free-to-air television.
Yeah, so now you can get Chinese state propaganda right on your own satellite.
They went on to say that their violent acts are an extreme challenge to Hong Kong's rule of law and seriously undermine Hong Kong's peace and stability. It is totally intolerable.
Which is totally ridiculous propaganda. I mean, the big threat to Hong Kong's peace and stability
is China.
Absolutely. Beijing also called their behavior a flagrant challenge.
Yes, yes, surely.
That much is true.
To the one country, two systems policy that has allowed Hong Kong to a certain degree of autonomy for decades.
Right.
Well, okay, that much is not, I mean, it's China that's challenging this policy with soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would imagine that's the case.
They have,
but it also sounds like the Hong Kong legislature was not exactly screaming the songs of Hong Kong independence here.
Yeah, true.
But as the Post reported, some are concerned that direct statements from Beijing and others included in state-affiliated media essentially outline instructions from Chinese officials for how Hong Kong should react to the protests. That would be
how the Hong Kong government should react. Right?
I presume so.
Yeah, it gets really nebulous when they start using these terms because Are we talking about the people or are we talking about the government? Because those are two completely different sets of individuals.
Yeah, one is protesting what the other is doing, evidently.
Yeah, and of course we don't know how many people in Hong Kong are welcoming the Chinese government. You know, what are the breakdowns? You know, what do people actually think? Obviously there's a lot of people in the streets, and in fact there was apparently record numbers there this weekend. So there's more to talk about.
855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark Bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Use our toll-free number. This is 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Michael.
And we've been talking about the things going on with Hong Kong and how it's really coming to a head. But before we get into that, let's get into the phones. We've got Bad Slave on the line. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you very much. I'm on my way over here. Sorry.
Huh?
I just wanted to kind of chime in real quick on the guy in Missouri, I think it was, at the Walmart.
Okay, you're talking about the guy who walked into a Walmart open carrying a rifle of some sort and calls.
It was, I think, an AK 47 and a, and he had a Glock and he had 100 rounds or 200 rounds of ammo. And it was, I mean, I don't know if you're probably, you know, most people don't know about these checks that they're doing around, you know, where they videotape and they, you know, take First Amendment and Second Amendment checks where they're seeing if the authorities are actually following the law.
I don't know what you're referring to there.
Yeah, I've never heard of whatever that is.
Okay, let me say, I know what he's referring to, at least with the First Amendment ones. So people will go into police stations and they will ask questions or whatever. They're trying to ascertain whether these bureaucrats are doing what they're supposed to do whenever asked certain questions or whatever. But I've not heard of a Second Amendment check by going into a private business to see what the police are going to do. I mean, most of the checks are...
The private business doesn't have any prohibition for open carrying. So
Right. Basically,
it really doesn't matter where you go.
This seems like a dangerous game to play.
No argument there.
I would have left my AK-47 in the car.
Just go in with an open, Glock or whatever. Yeah. You know, and that would have been plenty.
This reminds me of those guys that, you remember a couple of years ago, there were a couple of jackballs that went into a Starbucks with, like, rifles slung to their backs, and I don't know if they were slung to their backs or how they were carrying them exactly.
That's just not normal, okay? I mean, it shouldn't be a problem, but it shouldn't be normal. It's like, why would you want to carry a full rifle?
You wouldn't want to carry one of those every day.
Just to look like a tool. That's why. I mean, you just want to stir it up. And there's nothing wrong with stirring controversy. I don't disagree with that. But there's a time and a place that's more appropriate. And leaving somebody's private business out of it is more appropriate. Like, if you want to do an open carry event, walk down the street with your... Hang on. Walk down the street with your rifle slung to your back. Walk into the police department with your rifle slung to your back. There's plenty of government public places where you can have yourself an open carry event and still make your statement. But to go into a private business where you know people are going to be uncomfortable.
3 days after a mass shooting in a Walmart with a rifle.
And if you do this Second Amendment check, in a web search, you'll find that it has been going on. But not nearly.
And are they doing them in private businesses?
I think some. Yeah,
that's not a Second Amendment check. That's just a check on whether or not the private business wants you there.
Wasn't the Walmart part of what was shot up?
There was a Walmart that got shot up recently, yeah.
Right.
Businesses, however, are not required to follow the Constitution.
That's correct, which is why it's stupid to call it a Second Amendment check. You're not checking anything about the Second Amendment. You're checking whether or not the business wants you to be making a ruckus, essentially, and turning their business location into a protest location.
But it's not a protest if everybody behaves.
What?
I'm saying if the guy walks in and out and nobody gets excited.
I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah.
It isn't a protest. He wasn't protesting. He was just trying to find out what.
I don't think it's fair to say he wasn't protesting because there's still, it took more effort to take the AK-47 into the Walmart because he didn't drive with it strapped
on his back.
No.
Right.
So he had to intentionally do this, yeah. Right? And he did it for the reaction.
He actually has, I think he actually had body armor, too. But
wow. So he this, walks
he's
into,
trying to set people off is
yes.
What he's trying to do.
He's
a tool.
He had no intention and didn't make any action.
What do you mean he had no intention of what?
To actually, point guns at anyone.
Nobody said that he did.
He just had it on.
I'm just saying he's a jerk.
And
congratulations, you had somebody hold a gun on you until the police arrived. You got the reaction you expected.
Yeah, he's lucky he didn't get shot.
He actually was leaving, and it was a fireman who used his firearm to hold him there.
Right.
And not allow him to leave, mm-hmm. Detain him. And then they charged him with terrorism.
They charged this guy?
Yeah.
Which one? The fireman?
The guy that was carrying the
well, that's why I asked for clarification.
I don't think that he needed to be charged. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. I don't think he needed to be charged with terrorism.
Yeah, I don't think that charge is going to hold
that's
up.
That's just being stupid.
But did he, and speculating onto his motives here, the primary reason he would have done this would have been to cause fear among the shoppers at Walmart.
If he didn't realize that that's what was going to happen, then he's an idiot.
Yeah, a complete idiot. But I don't think this guy's a complete... I think he knew what he was doing.
He must have.
It was still not a good decision.
No.
And the AK-47 is probably the worst example to use.
It doesn't matter if he had a shotgun or a long rifle strapped to his back. Any big old gun like that is going to set people off.
Yeah, I mean, I walked into Walmart here in New Hampshire open carrying a pistol and nobody said a word.
Right. I've walked into plenty of businesses in New Hampshire open carrying a pistol and nobody has said anything.
Well, this is New Hampshire.
It is New Hampshire, and it's a different place. And
it's very much like Mississippi in that regard.
Open carry isn't legal everywhere, so this isn't something that you can do everywhere. But, you're right, though. What are people expecting? What are they used to? Open carry isn't unexpected in New Hampshire. It's not something people are not used to, unless they're, visiting from Massachusetts. Sometimes they'll call the cops.
They get a little freaked out.
They get a little upset. Sometimes they call the cops, and then nothing happens, because if the cops show up to a call, they might show up, and then they'll be like, hey, that's a pretty cool gun. And they'll ask you questions about your gun, because they care about,
checking their legality or anything. They're
right.
Just
they're just, honestly interested in cool guns.
Because it's New Hampshire.
Yeah. And a lot of the cops here are from here, so they kind of grew up with that.
Very cool. That's one thing that's been weird to me, is I didn't expect any part of New England to be as on board with guns as places in the South. But there's probably a higher ratio here of people who open carry.
Oh, yeah. I never saw it down South except for cops.
I saw it a lot in Mississippi.
Did you?
But it was shortly after Mississippi passed its constitutional open carry that we began seeing it. Prior to that, no one did.
Right.
What do you think about gun laws? Is the Second Amendment even applicable today? 855-450-3733.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty, Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more, this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The New York City Police Benevolent Association is unhappy with Commissioner James O'Neill's firing of Officer Daniel Penaleo. Penaleo's firing comes in response to his use of a chokehold that led to Eric Garner's death back in 2014. PBA President Pat Lynch says O'Neill's decision was embarrassing.
He decided to run to the corner that has the loudest crowd. He decided to put self-preservation first over fact.
Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are addressing the travel restrictions to Israel and Palestinian territories. Michigan Congresswoman Tlaib says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is taking advice from the president.
It is unfortunate that Prime Minister Netanyahu has apparently taken a page out of Trump's book, and even direction from Trump.
Tlaib did not offer any evidence to her claims. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can talk about whatever is on your mind. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Michael.
So, we finally got into Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And everything that's been going on there, or trying to get into everything.
We got into the beginnings of what was going on
there. The background.
Where protesters broke into the legislative building and spray-painted over China, basically, as many indications of China that were around. They, like, covered them with black spray paint and then posted up their own Hong Kong flag with a withered flower on it.
Yes. Hardcore, awesome stuff. I'm very happy about it. So the question became, you know, what's China going to do next? Because at that point, all they had done was make a statement.
Hmm.
But the protests continued to escalate, as one would imagine, because the Chinese government, although they didn't come in with, like, guns blazing, this was the extradition act or whatever, where they were attempting to extradite people from Hong Kong or creating the legal channels for them to extradite people, and the people of Hong Kong, understandably, didn't like it because of the long list of things that are illegal in China, but aren't illegal in Hong Kong.
No.
Oh, really?
A lengthy list. I mean, they don't even have the Great Firewall in Hong Kong.
No kidding. I didn't realize that. That's pretty handy.
So things move forward a little bit. There doesn't really seem to be that much in this particular article. So let's go to the recent headline-making thing where evidently...
This weekend.
Yes, this weekend, 1.7 million people came out in support of Hong Kong freedom.
That's crazy.
For a population of 7-something million, that is overwhelming.
It's a more than 20% of the population came out.
To protest?
That's unheard of. Unbelievable.
During a downpour and a police order not to march from a park where they had gathered earlier. Well, they went ahead and did it. Evidently...
You can't stop them all.
Coming to us from... Well, oh, yes, they can. They did in Tiananmen. They'll do it again.
There were not 1.7 million people in
Tiananmen.
There
was one guy in front of that tank.
No, that was like one of the final incidents.
Yeah, I understand that.
I mean, they slaughtered a bunch of college students.
Not this many, though.
No, but I don't put it past them for a minute. Weeks of demonstrations have plunged the financial hub into crisis with images of masked black-clad protesters engulfed by tear gas during street battles against riot police, stunning a city once renowned for its stability.
Well, now remember, the difference between Tiananmen, what was that, 89 or 88 or something
89.
Like that? 89. You know, the only video cameras around were from news agencies.
Right.
So the fact that there was video of that one guy in front of that tank is, or a photo or whatever it was, is incredible.
Yeah, they didn't have the same level of control at then either, because you had all kinds of foreign news agencies there, and they would just send stuff straight out.
But now everybody's got a cell phone on them, and so there's now, you know, of the 1.7 million people, I bet you 1.69 of them have cell phones on them.
Certainly.
Yeah.
One of the interesting things to learn about this is how they have been extinguishing tear gas canisters by using those orange traffic cones.
Mm-hmm.
They put it over it.
And then they pour a bottle of water in.
Yes. Yeah. And it extinguishes the tear gas canister.
Oh, that's so cool.
It is very useful information.
Mental note.
Yeah, right. So Sunday's actions.
Just carry one of those around in your car.
There are plenty around here with all the road work. It drew more than 1.7 million people, which again is like 20% of the entire Hong Kong population, making it one of the largest rallies since the protests began about 3 months ago, according to organizers, the Civil Human Rights Front. It's being billed as a return to the peaceful origins of the leaderless protest movement. I don't know what they mean by that.
Well, it sounds good. I mean, a leaderless protest movement is something you want to have, because what the government goons are going to do is they're going to come down on who they perceive to be the leaders of any given movement. I mean, it happened here in Keene, New Hampshire, when we had a much smaller protest of 100 people or so,
right.
130 maybe at its peak in downtown Central Square. Who did they go after? The people they considered to be the leaders. If they don't know who the leaders are, you'll frequently see the police show up on a scene and say, "All right, who's in charge here?"
And then we don't know. Everyone is just kind of doing their own thing, man.
Right. Right. And when you come back with that answer of "there's no one in charge," the police don't know what to do.
Right.
Especially if they're outnumbered. They don't know how to handle it.
Well, it's not just police. The average person, when they're looking for an authority, they don't know how to react. I mean, we saw this at Forkfest when somebody came up and was like, "Hey, who's in charge here?" And you said something like, "Nobody." And
right.
He rolled his eyes.
This was before Rich changed his name. But yeah.
Yeah. He rolled his eyes with no idea how to react.
Well, and it turned out that guy was kind of a commie.
Oh, was he?
Oh.
Wasn't that the guy that was, I'm pretty sure that was the guy who was, like, advocating some form of socialism throughout the Forkfest?
Oh, you know
His name was Grok.
Yeah, I think you're correct. Yeah, that was him.
He was a nice guy.
He was.
And I don't want to put words in his mouth. That was just my interpretation of what he was saying.
Oh, I talked extensively to him. We interviewed him. No, he backed out of
the interview. He wouldn't interview.
Yeah, that's right. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
So anyway, police said... This would be the Hong Kong police, presumably, that the protests reached about 128,000 people, which seems to be a pretty severe...
A big discrepancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, of course they'll want to downplay that, because the Hong Kong police, as I understand it, are pretty much in the pocket of the Chinese government.
Sure.
Well, yeah, they're the ones who cut them their paychecks. But protests, they've morphed into a broader call, not just for... You know, a maintenance of their independence, but actively advocating for freedom, liberty, and what they're characterizing as democratic rights.
Mm-hmm.
Anger has been sharpened among protesters by the heavy-handedness of the police, who have used tear gas, baton charges, and rubber bullets in incidents that have gained wide attention on social media.
Yeah, they launched a rubber bullet at this one girl, put her eye out. She was. So what protesters did is they wore eye patches
to protect themselves.
No, to draw attention to the fact
Okay.
Well, good on them. They're not the only ones, however, who are using social media to paint this one particular way or the other. Facebook and Twitter have both deleted dozens. Twitter, nearly 1,000 accounts believed to be, they were controlled by people in mainland China, which, of course, has banned Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, so Twitter is actually coming down in favor of the protesters?
It would seem so. They've said that the Chinese government is using state actors to manipulate public opinion using social media, like Facebook and Twitter.
They would never do that.
To paint the protesters as violent and unruly. They compared them to ISIS in one image.
Wow.
Yeah. They're saying, they're disruptive. And, that's true. Protests are by definition, disruptive.
But if you've got 100,000...
They shut down the airport for 2 days.
Yeah, if you've got 100,000 or more people in the streets, there's no car that's going to get through there.
So this just came today. Facebook and Twitter discovered and took down networks of accounts that had originated in mainland China, where both social networks are blocked. Which is...
They're not blocked for state actors who are performing disinformation campaigns.
Right.
Exactly. The accounts had posted that Hong Kong protesters were acting violently and accused them of ulterior motives. One Facebook post likened the protesters to ISIS fighters.
Wow.
They say it's an escalation of the global disinformation wars. In 2015 and 2016, Russia pioneered a disinformation playbook when it used Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and other social media services to disseminate inflammatory messages intended to divide Americans in the 2016 presidential election. All of that is completely unsubstantiated rumor, as I understand it, and there has still been no evidence that Russia, in fact, did this. Since then, many other countries, including Bangladesh, Iran, and Venezuela, have also turned to Facebook and Twitter to sow discord at home and abroad. China, however, had been less visible doing it until
now.
Yeah, until these protests.
Yeah, they haven't had a reason, because they've got the mainland China, they've got the disinformation there under total control.
Sure.
Yeah, they control everything that goes into the minds.
They have
Chinese
to attack
the
men. They can't attack the message.
Right.
Right. Oh, these people are violent. Don't listen to them.
And it seems to be working. Because the people of China...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. Your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it.
Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Hey, it's Ian.
And Michael.
And we've been discussing Hong Kong and China and developments there. Evidently, this weekend saw a outpour of 1.7 million people, more than 20% of the population of Hong Kong, coming out in protest against the Chinese government and in favor of what they're calling democracy. I'm not a big fan of democracy, but it's got to be better than what the Chinese government is doing.
Well, you know, these protesters are holding up American flags and signs that say things like, we need the Second Amendment.
Wow.
Yeah.
The story I've got here from AFP that you started earlier says, late in the evening, this was Sunday, hundreds of masked protesters briefly gathered outside the government headquarters shouting, reclaim Hong Kong, revolution of our times, before dispersing. State media has run images of military personnel and armored personnel carriers across the border in Shenzhen, prompting the United States to warn Beijing against sending in troops. Analysts say any intervention by Chinese security forces would be a disaster for China's reputation and economy.
I don't think China cares, and I don't think they have to care. They're the economic powerhouse of the world.
Mm. Yeah, this is true. China has built up their mainland economy to the point where they don't really need Hong Kong to be special anymore.
Well, I mean, whether they do need that or not, they don't need public opinion. They don't need the worldwide opinion. The United States government can't stop trading with China. Mm. Neither can the European Union or Russia or Australia or any other nation that is buying 60 to 70% of its goods from China.
No, not yet.
Let's get into the phones. We've got Lenny calling from Fort Smith. Lenny, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Lenny. Good. What's on your mind?
Well, right before the break, I guess the last break, the flash question was, you know, about the Second Amendment being outdated, our opinion on it. And actually, the whole reason it was written, the whole reason it was written makes it never, you know, outdatable, because it was to protect us from our own government, right? A tyrannous government. So just in that alone, it can never be outdated, because who's to say when the tyrannous or tyrannous, however the pronunciation is, of the government is in too much for the average Joe to, you know, handle anymore and rise up against the government or whatever. Isn't that the whole reason it was written, to prevent?
Yes, it was. Absolutely.
That's my understanding.
Now, my question would be, because of how the federal government has, you know, stomped on it throughout the last 250 years, do you believe that you are still capable of armed revolt in the event that it were to come to that against the United States government? Or have they already imposed so many restrictions and regulations that such a revolution would be short-lived?
Well, I'll tell you what, I have a little insight on that, a little difference than the average person. I did 28 rotations overseas in a Tier 1 direct action unit, okay? At our little, we had our little thing we called a HRT bar and grill. All it was some HESCO set up and our little lawn chairs and a little circle after work, before work, however you want to put it. We just kind of sat around and shot the crap, because there's nothing else to do over there, right? So
okay.
We've talked about that a million times, and I do believe that I'm not the only one with my background. You would be surprised, the majority of people with a special operations background that have worked so hard, you know, stay in the shadows, not do much, not say much, but when you start pushing on us directly, you would be surprised of the college graduate kid who just graduated FLETC with his federal badge would have a rude awakening to come get me and my brother's weapons, because we won't be on the side that a lot of people think we would be on.
That's interesting, because I've heard...
That's good to hear.
I've heard the opposite from a lot of former soldiers who... I had one former soldier tell me directly to my face that if he was given the order to shoot me, he would obey it without hesitation.
No, was this a special operation, though?
Exactly. I was going to say, I bet you a paycheck he was dress right, dress military, and not a free thinker.
I don't recall. I mean, isn't the whole goal of boot camp and the military training in general, though, to inhibit free thinking? I'm sure some slip through the cracks, but
right.
Isn't that
and
what
again,
they...
You have, what's the problem? You have the dress right, dress military, the by the book, tie and tights, uniform pressed, and then you have the guys that are, you know, want a little more out of it, can think outside the box, and actually the special operations world encourages free thinking. As a matter of fact, part of OTC is thinking out of the box. You know, can you make creative decisions under stress? Are you creative to get out of a certain situation? What can you do with this very small footprint versus what the conventional, you know, standard in the box thinker has to take 50 men to do? Well, there's a night and day difference in the two types of quote-unquote soldiers that you're talking about.
I mean, the kind of missions you're going on, you can't follow the book because there is no book.
Yeah,
I've heard from police, at least here in New Hampshire, who have said they would not enforce a, you know, gun confiscation, that they would not participate.
No, in the little community I live in, same thing. The local law enforcement guys, they totally support, you know, Arkansas is a constitutional carry state, by the way. They support it. It's not like they're trying to gun grab. That's more of a federal level. And actually, to be honest with you, I've never seen a quote-unquote federal agent interested in gun grabbing. It seems to always be the politicians, you know, the talking heads.
Well, okay, so I have seen some video, and it was pretty scary stuff. It was actually during the cleanup after Hurricane Katrina down in New Orleans. Now, I realize this was, you know, more than a decade ago, but it's still relevant, because there were California Highway Patrol, which, of course, it's California, so of course you'd expect
California,
to see them.
Yeah.
But not just California Highway Patrol, it was also... I believe it was National Guardsmen, if I recall correctly, but it was a federal force of some sort that was in there, and they were literally going door to door demanding people hand over their guns. There's a video where ABC News interviews one of these young men, probably no older than 19, and asks him if he would take guns from, or no, so asks him if he would shoot an American, and he said if he had to, he would absolutely, you know, shoot an American. And, you know, the suggestion was that if the American wasn't doing what they were told, right, handing over guns, that they would be either shot or subdued. And there was actual video of the California Highway Patrolman going into an old woman's home and, like, basically tackling her to try to get a pistol from her, which was
And that was
shocking.
All during a drill, was it?
No,
not?
It was not a drill. This was
Katrina.
This was Hurricane Katrina.
Why would the California Highway Patrol be involved in Katrina?
They were called in.
They need people, so they went out.
They called in warm bodies from all over the country.
Hey, boys, come on out. Here's a chance to take people's guns.
Well, I mean, that's the danger of the FEMA Act and acts like it, is that they allow the president or the governor to say,
this is
a state of emergency, so the rules no longer apply, and we're going to take your guns and round you up and put you in these trailers that you can't escape from. Oh, by the way, we're going to put razor wire around there, and if you just so happen to die, oops.
And then they sent bottled water to Maine. So, you know.
Again, let's go full circle, though. The type of quote-unquote soldiers you guys are talking about, you know, no ding on the National Guard or the state, you know, the National Guard or guys like that. But those guys are dress low-trained soldiers. Those guys aren't the tip of the spear, you know. Those guys are still thinking inside the box.
But there are more of those, and those will be the ones they send at us.
Well, either way, it's still nice to hear your opinions on this, and I definitely appreciate it.
It is. Thank you so much for the call, Lenny. I'm always happy to hear from soldiers who are like, you know, we are supposed to think for ourselves, because there's historical precedence that, you know, basically says I was only following orders is not a reasonable defense. That's essentially the Nuremberg defense, and it hasn't ever been valid, but that's essentially what these soldiers who would confiscate people's guns and who would shoot American citizens are saying they would do.
Yep.
I would just follow the orders I was given, regardless of the legality of those orders. That's a tough situation, because generals don't want their privates out there going, I don't know if I should actually listen to the general. Mm-hmm. I don't think he knows what he's talking about, so I'm not going to obey this command. For the whole military thing, that's bad. Right, which is why, as I understood it, part of the entire military training apparatus was meant to train that out of people. But I don't know. I didn't serve. I've never been in the military and have no intention whatsoever of being in the military.
There was a brief time in my life where I considered it, and I'm glad I didn't go that direction.
I considered it at one point when things were, like, really bad, being from Mississippi, trying to go to college and all that. I was like, well, they're promising me a college education. I was like, but I'm resourceful. I can do this without dying in the Middle East.
So what's coming up next?
Coming up next, we have Planned Parenthood, always a hot topic for people. But get this, they have rejected federal funds because of all of these things attached to them. Yes, it's awesome. Go Planned Parenthood. We'll be back with that story in just a moment.
I'm giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Dex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.